Hello, friend. Welcome to podcast number 11. Now, back in podcasts 9 and 10, I suggested a few things for you to do when you're stuck in grief, which were do your fruit assessment, choose to move forward from your grief and rebuild healthy relationships, serve others in your community, express your emotions to trusted loved ones, share your story with others, including me on this podcast, if you want. Begin a new sport, a hobby. If you don't have a pet, you may want to think about getting one. Stay active. Exercise by committing to a routine walking schedule with a friend, or go to the gym, or at least have a bare minimal one in your home. Now, have you acted out on any of those? Well, it's never too late to start. And when you do, you'll realize what a huge difference any one or several of those will make in your life. Now, here's some more ideas to help you move forward, to help you get unstuck in your grief. So, get out your pen and paper or your journal and write these 6 things down. Ready? Here we go. Number 1, write out your memories. Write out your memories. This is usually an ongoing event, so it's never too late to start. You can start right after this podcast. But before you do, talk to the Lord about it. Tell Him to bring forth the memories you should start with. The Holy Spirit will be your filter and comforter. Number 2, confront your unresolved issues. Again, confront your unresolved issues. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring them forth one by one. Don't live another moment without confronting any unresolved issues. Don't sweep them aside. They need to become resolved issues that can be then laid behind you so you can move on. If this is something that is a great burden for you, then please seek professional, Christ-centered counseling help. Unresolved issues will and do rob you of your mental and physical health. Number 3, acknowledge hidden grief. Acknowledge hidden grief. Again, call upon the Lord to help you with this. Confess the hidden grief to Him and ask Him to heal it and thank Him for healing you and move on. Number 4, release your emotions. Release your emotions. It's okay to scream and weep and cry out to the Lord. If you don't, then one day you'll be like a pressure cooker that is suddenly open during full pressure and all this scalding hot steam blows out and damages you. Don't hold back your grief emotions. Don't let them build up because of whatever reason or reasons you make up to hold them back. Please don't do that. Rather, like that pressure cooker, you want to let out those grief emotions bit by bit. And that could mean many times throughout the day and night. And that could go on for quite some time. So don't worry about it. It's okay. I've been there, done that, and it's good and healthy. Now, what's not good and healthy is to hold grief emotions back and then suddenly one day, kaboom, all those pent up emotions explode to not only hurt you, but your loved ones as well. Number 5, look for the exceptions to your grief, your sorrows, your sadness. Look for the exceptions to your grief, your sorrows, your sadness. The opposite of grief is joy. The opposite of sorrow is joy. The opposite of sadness is happiness, or joy. We once had great joy in being with our spouse, but now that they're gone, we have the opposite feeling. So, how do we look for the exceptions of a day filled with grief and sorrow or sadness? Well, we look first at our Creator, who is the source of all joy. He is the source of our most important aspect of who we are, for it says, "The joy of the Lord is my salvation." That's where we start. We start with making be thankful for our salvation as the exception to our grief, sorrows, and sadness. I encourage you to go to the website blueletterbible.org. That's blueletterbible.org, O-R-G. And type in their search bar the word joy. To the right of it, you can choose which translation, and then click to the right of that, the little arrow. And you'll also see off to the right side of that page, a box where it says search results by book. You just click on one of those books and the word joy will show up in a scripture verse. Friend, there's healing in those verses. Number 6. Make a conscious decision each day to move forward. Again, make a conscious decision each day to move forward. This is a very tough one because there will be days, many days, where you can't do or don't want to do anything. You are paralyzed with inactivity due to overwhelming grief. Yep, been there, done that. You don't feel like doing absolutely nothing. It's just an effort to even listen to this podcast. But here you are. You made a conscious decision to be here with me. You moved forward. Here's a great way to move forward step by step. Write in your journal or on a piece of paper that one or two things you want to get accomplished this day. Now, I wouldn't write it down the night before because when you wake up and look at it, it could now seem incredibly overwhelming and you won't do it or anything that day. I know this to be true for myself during my initial grief journey, so I'm talking to you out of a very painful experience. Now, in closing, always keep in mind that you'll experience some detours and delays on your grief journey that keeps you from moving forward. But it's critically important that you not get bogged down at any level of your healing. But if you do, you may need help, so please don't delay. Seek it out the moment you feel like the grief journey has you in a deep, dark pit. It's time right then to look up and get help immediately so you can get back on the road, get back on the track to healing. Now, I strongly encourage you to keep the 6 things I went over with you ever before you in your journal or even on a piece of paper and put it on your fridge. Until next time, my friend, be blessed. Trust the Lord no matter what. Amen.